Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Demetrius Ivory has kids, teenagers. I suppose you relate to that,
yeah.
Too. Hi, Demetrius.
I feel like it was really awesome that the principal apologized, but I don't think he needs to. I mean, this is come on, these are kids, you know, and that's how they are with each other. So
maybe the key. I hope he didn't hear it. I don't know. That just breaks my heart a little bit, Demetrius. You sound very cold and callous, and you've been in the newsroom too long. That's what you sound like.
Well, it does break my heart. But what I'm saying is, I feel like the principal. You know, I don't hold the school responsible. You know how it is with teenagers. I mean, keeping them together and a bunch of them together after school, I commend them. My hat's off to all teachers and administrators out there because,
oh man,
I'm struggling with one.
Talk to me about the weather. If I'm traveling east tomorrow through Friday, Saturday, what am I going to run into? Is it going to be nice like it is here?
Well, Thursday's going to be my last forecast, too. So I'm going to forecast snow. I'm just kidding. Actually, weather-wise, we're looking at pretty good conditions here. As you look east, if you're traveling I-80 east, 90 east, you'll be looking at some rain probably once you get to South Bend. This is on Thursday. But tomorrow, weather looks wonderful. Thursday, we're talking about some rain, but that's about it. Could be worse. Could be snow. Could be a winter storm. But none of that's coming our way this season.
And that precipitation, you say, could be snow, could be rain. You mean hypothetically, or is somebody going to get rain and snow?
Oh, I mean hypothetically. I think the rain and snow is going to be, isolated to areas across northern Michigan, probably north of Benton Harbor, maybe a little bit of lake effect snow as you get into western Ohio and northeastern Ohio. But for the most part, this area of the country is looking at rain on Thanksgiving Day. Mainly east of Chicago. So what I mean is it could be worse.
Yeah,
but,
I see your point.
It's not going to be bad.
And so Chicago dry for the holiday weekend. I mean, you don't have rain in your 5-day forecast, do you?
No, I don't. I have us dry. Let's see. We're going to be dry for Black Friday, which is good. A little bit chilly, though. I mean, one thing that I think a lot of folks are going to notice is that tomorrow we'll have a high temperature in the 50s. Thanksgiving Day, we'll have a high temperature in the 30s, and temperatures will probably be falling during the day. So it is going to be chilly with the potential for rain on Thursday, but not expecting snow. Then into Friday, we dry out, and it looks like we're dry probably until sometime Sunday night. So, yeah, dry for the big holiday weekend.
That's all I need from you this day, my friend. Raise those kids right, and I will talk to you again soon. Have a great Thanksgiving, sir.
You have a great Thanksgiving, and as far as parenting goes, we need help.